Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. Our number 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number. If you have a health challenge you need help with, we're here for you. 844-236-6010 is our number, and we'll get your calls in our next segment, or we'll get your calls in our second segment and talk to Nancy Rugert and her son, Nancy Plummer and her son Robert Rugert, who have written a really interesting book about cancer. Nancy's a survivor of stage 4 ovarian cancer as well as brain cancer. Her son was a caregiver, and they not only conquered their cancer, but they also wrote an inspirational book, Becoming the Best You, Lessons Cancer Taught Me, and they are going to tell us their inspirational story, bottom of the hour. Nancy also has a website, becomingthebestyou.com. That's U as in the letter U, becomingthebestyou.com. Nancy Plummer and her son Robert Rugert at the bottom of the hour. Your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. As always, if you want to purchase longevity products, you can head to brightsideben.com. You can also go to pharmacistben.com or criticalhealthnews.com. All the longevity products are up on all the websites, as well as a join the team link that you can use to start a home-based business. Click on to start a home-based business. If you're an entrepreneur, you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, if you like the nutrition business, you want to be part of the nutrition business, if nutritional supplementation has helped you in your life and you want to pay it forward, or if you just want to get your longevity products at the wholesale price, click the join the team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Or if you prefer, you can call 866-735-2470 and talk to a real-life human being, 866-735-2470, or head to my websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com to purchase your favorite longevity products or to sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number today on the Bright Side, and we'll talk to Nancy Plummer and Robert Rugert about Robert Rugert at the bottom of the hour about their very inspiring story about conquering cancer. You may know that October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. 1 out of 8 women in the United States will be diagnosed with breast cancer sometime in their lifetime. In 2023, an estimated 300,000 women will be diagnosed with invasive breast cancer, and actually even men get breast cancer. Bet you didn't know that. 2,800 men a year. This year, anyway, are expected to be diagnosed with breast cancer. If you catch it early, it can be the survival rate is in the 90s, 95, 98, 99% probably. But you got to catch it early. There are about 4 million or so breast cancer survivors in the United States as we speak. Here's the deal with breast cancer, with ovarian cancer, with cancer in general. You can't take care of cancer by taking care of cancer. All right, I said that intentionally weird. You can't take care of cancer by approaching the tumor. The tumor comes back because cancer is about the environment that the tumor exists in. You have to take care of the environment that is conducive to cancer. Every once in a while you hear some knucklehead medical professional or politician usually talking about a cure for cancer. Lately they're obsessed with this idea of a vaccine for cancer. You can't vaccinate against cancer because cancer is a response to a toxic, starved, hypoxic, that is lack of oxygen, environment. The same thing that goes wrong with any cell is what goes wrong with a cancer cell. When a cell becomes cancerous, that's an aberration. That's a sign of a cell that's in duress and has figured out a way to cope with that duress, and that coping mechanism involves growth. Cells become tissues. Ordinary, healthy, normal cells become tissues. So a liver cell becomes liver tissue, bone cell becomes bone tissue, blood cell becomes blood tissue, etc., etc., etc. Cells become tissue. But a cancer cell doesn't. A cancer cell is a sociopath. All it cares about is itself. It's almost as if that cancer cell says, you know what? You haven't fed me for so long. You haven't breathed me for so long. You've been forcing me to swim in an ocean of my own waste and toxicity. I'm just not going to become a liver or a muscle or a bone or whatever, a skin. I am going to just divide on my own, and that's exactly what a cancer cell is. It's like a bacteria in that way, and in fact, a cancer cell is very similar to a bacterial cell. There's two kinds of cells, two classes of cells in the human, two classes of cells in nature and in the human body. You have what are called eukaryotes. EU is the beginning, is the prefix that refers to good. EU, it's Greek for good. So eukaryotes. Eukaryote is the Greek term for cell. A eukaryote is a good cell. A prokaryote is the second kind of cell. Pro means primitive. So technically, if you really want to be accurate, a eukaryote is an advanced cell. A prokaryote is a primitive cell. Primitive cells are just primitive. They don't have nucleuses. They don't have structure inside. And they divide very rapidly. They don't become tissues. They're backwards. They're primitive. They're ancient. Bacteria are prokaryotes. Prokaryotes are bacteria. A bacterial cell is a cell that is primitive, and a eukaryote is a cell that's advanced. Advanced cells have very complex structures, super complex structures, and they're very advanced, they're intelligent, and they have a very highly advanced ability to process energy, which allows them to do some, from a cellular perspective, to do really amazing things. Prokaryotes can't do any of those things. A cancer cell is a cell that has reversed back to its ancient past and has become a prokaryote. It divides rapidly, it ferments, it doesn't become tissue. It's basically like a bacterial cell, and that's what a cancer cell is. And it only goes into that mode of being, if you will, when it's freaked out. It doesn't know what else to do. It's at its wit's end. Now, in a healthy situation, that cell will die. And most of the time, these kinds of cells that are starved and suffocated and toxic, they will die. But every once in a while, it doesn't die. Instead of dying, it has another way of dealing with the situation. It lives, but it lives in a very primitive way, and that's what a cancer cell is. And what causes that cancer cell to become cancerous is us, our lifestyle. It's not one single thing. Although radiation is probably one single thing that will do it. But for the most part, it's just toxicity and lack of nutrition and inflammation, which leads to lack of oxygen. The same thing that goes wrong with any cell. So you're not going to get a vaccine against that. You're not going to have a cure for that. They make it sound like cancer is the enemy, this bad guy that has invaded us. That's not what it is. We have to rethink this whole phenomena of carcinogenesis, of how cancer cells form. We have to just throw out the book on it and reimagine what it really is. It's a cell that's under duress and doesn't know what else to do. So how do you deal with it? Well, it's tricky because once it's switched into this alternative way of existing, its genetics have changed. So it's a little bit tricky to do, but it can be done. And how do you do it? Well, you reverse the conditions that caused it in the first place. The starvation and the suffocation and the toxification. And for any cancer patient, that should be the goal. To feed the body, to feed the cells, good nutrition. to breathe the cells with good oxygen, even hyperbaric oxygen chambers, and, of course, to eliminate the toxicity, especially sugar. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after this.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On the Bright Side, I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We're going to talk with Nancy Plummer and her son, Robert Rugert, about cancer. This month is
Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Nancy is a survivor of ovarian cancer and metastatic brain cancer, and her son have written an inspirational book telling about their story. Becoming the Best You, the Lessons Cancer Taught Me. Cancer is about the most hideous thing anybody could hear. Anybody could be diagnosed with, and it's just so tragic because it is unnecessary for the most part. It's just it's based on how we live our lives. I have a big textbook here, by the way, called Spontaneous Remissions from Cancer. It's a textbook of case studies, hundreds of case studies of people who have spontaneously remitted from cancer. Cancer can go backwards. It can remit. It happens all the time. Not only that, but we always get cancerous cells, and our body usually handles that. But every once in a while, that doesn't occur. Now, we've been talking about SIBO and histamine. Would it surprise you to know that histamine is involved in cancer, in breast cancer, and really in any kind of cancer? I have a paper here written from the British. Scientific review, British Journal of Pharmacology. Histamine receptors in cancer pharmacology, April 2010. Quote, high histamine biosynthesis together with histamine receptors have been reported in different human neoplasias, including melanoma, colon, and breast cancer, as well as in experimental tumors in which histamine has been postulated to behave as an important regulator of proliferation. Now, if you've been listening to this program for the last month, 2 months, this doesn't surprise you. Histamine is an inflammatory chemical. It's an inflammatory molecule. And you're not supposed to have it flooding in your body. And when you have it flooding in your body, you're going to be in a world of hurt. Not just the hay fever and the allergy symptoms and the headaches and the bloating and the fibromyalgia and the chronic pain and the chronic inflammation and the autoimmune diseases that we've been talking about, but also cancer. That should come as no surprise. Histamine speeds up the growth. Speeds up the growth of cells. It speeds up the division of cells. It plays a role in the proliferation of even normal cells, let alone malignant cells. So, where does histamine come from? The gut. SIBO, bacteria, thus yet another connection between our health issues and the intestine. Listen, folks, overall health is intestinal health. As goes the health of the intestine, so goes the health of the body. And if I sound like I'm repeating myself or I sound like I'm a one-trick pony, I'm sorry. But that's just how it is. And that should not be dismissed or marginalized. It should be a cause for great celebration because it means all you got to do is focus on one part of the body. The medical folks aren't going to tell you that. They need specialists because that's how the medical model works. It categorizes and it names and it diagnoses and it creates these different divisions and different parts of the body. And we focus on the endocrinologist focuses on the hormone system, and the gastroenterologist focuses on the digestive system, and the OBGYN focuses on the reproductive system, and the neurologist focuses on the brain, and the dermatologist focuses on the skin, and on and on and on we go. They don't want you to know that all you got to do is go to the gut and everything starts at the gut. That should be cause for great celebration for anybody who's dealing with a chronic degenerative disease. And by the way, including cancer, although, as I said, cancer is a little tricky because it involves a genetic switch that is turned on, and you have to figure out how to turn that off. And that's why before we went to break, we said, focus on the basics. Nutrition, taking care of oxygen, even if it's hyperbaric oxygen, but certainly deep breathing techniques and movement. Reducing inflammatory factors, that also plays a role in improving oxygenation. And, of course, eliminating toxicity. And don't forget that sugar is a major source of toxicity, not to mention the other crapola that they put in processed foods. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. We're definitely going to continue talking about this very interesting subject of histamine and SIBO, as well as its relationship to cancer and chronic disease in the next few Bright Side episodes. Time to hit the phones, 844-236-6010. Nancy Plummer and Robert Ruger will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about her story and his story as well. Nancy was the patient, Robert was the son, and they together wrote a book, Becoming the Best You, The Lessons Cancer Taught Me. Robert Ruger and Nancy Plummer coming up to the bottom of the hour. And time to hit the phones, 844-236-6010. Let's say hello to Barbara from Iowa. What's going on, Barbara? Hey, you're on. You're on the air. What's up, Barbara?
Well, I'm having trouble with severe case of diarrhea. And last thing I heard, I tried this before, and then I stopped and I tried it again. It's the BRAT diet, BRAT, bananas, rice, Apple Falls. And
okay. I'm having a little bit of a hard time hearing you, so let me repeat back what I heard, okay? You said you have an issue with chronic diarrhea, and you said something about the BRAT diet. Is that right?
Yeah, I was told that that would slow it down.
That might slow it down, but chronic diarrhea is much more than just the BRAT diet. If you have diarrhea, that means the body's trying to eliminate something, or something's irritating the colon. So it could be one or the other. So the BRAT diet is like if you have mild diarrhea and in some just a single incidence, but if it's chronic, that could be a serious issue. Now it could have something to do with the wrong kind of, we've been talking, as you may have heard, we've been talking about the wrong kind of bacteria in the colon, dysbiosis. It might have something to do with that. It might have something to do with the type of food that you're eating. It might have something to do with the medication. Are you on any medication?
I've been going to Gastology for over a year, and they're not really helping me. They put me on steroids.
Yeah, they probably suspect inflammation. Did they tell you anything about IBS? Did they mention IBS to you?
No, but the steroid they put me on is budesonide.
Yeah, that's not really relevant because all the steroids is going to do is reduce the inflammation, but at a great cost. So the question is what's causing the inflammation in the colon? And if the steroid is not helping, it could be something totally different. It might not have anything. There might be something.
What was that word you said?
IBS, irritable bowel syndrome.
Yeah, I heard that before.
Yeah. That's what it sounds like to me. So if it's IBS, it probably has something to do with a chronic food that you've been eating that's now causing some irritation or inflammation at the level of the colon. So what I would be doing, and this is going to be a little bit more complicated than I can tell you on the phone, but a couple things I'll tell you real quick, and then if you could just reach out to me, ben@ksco.com, I'll give you a little bit more personal help. But at this point, what I would do is I would fast for a day or two and reintroduce foods and see what foods trigger the condition. And that's the first thing you could do. The second, if you haven't already done that already, is you want to get on a good probiotic supplement like the Nightly Essence. At this point, you may have lost a lot of bacteria. Bacteria come out in the stool, and you may be running into some severe issues with what's called dysbiosis or messed up bacteria.
I've been trying to take supplements, and everybody's saying don't take them. You're just
Yeah, you're not getting really good advice here. So I'm going to give you some. I'm going to fine tune this thing for you. But in the meantime, I want you to do. Send an email to ben@ksco.com with your contact info. But in the meantime, I want you to fast for a day. And you should notice that you're feeling a little bit better when you fast. You don't have any food in your digestive system. And then when you start eating again, see if there's any specific foods that trigger the problem, that cause the problem. I suspect.
I've been thinking, I stopped drinking coffee because that's
no,
diarrhea.
Ma'am, it's a food. No, ma'am. I'm sure coffee can definitely be a problem. But there's probably a food that's doing it. Although at this point, if it's been over a year, it could be a lot of different things. And
It could easily be milk,
but if you stop drinking, you solve the problem, then there's more going on. Send me an email, ma'am, because we're going to have to work together, okay? ben@ksco.com. I wish I had more time to speak to you, but this is a little bit more complicated than we can do in just a minute on the radio. Thanks for your call, Barbara. And that's it for this segment. We've got Nancy Plummer and Robert Ruger coming up next.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
USA News Update. The United Auto Workers Union says its two-week strike against Detroit automakers will spread to 7,000 more workers.
I'm calling on Ford's Chicago Assembly Plant, and I'm calling on GM's Lansing Delta Township to stand up and go out on strike.
On October 2nd, 2023, the Supreme Court starts a new term as it considers another round of significant cases. It could have a long-term impact. Questions related to the First Amendment's free speech clause, Second Amendment restrictions, and election redistricting. Congressman Matt Gaetz intends to make a motion this week to oust Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House.
I think we need to move on with new leadership.
Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, the Florida Republican said that McCarthy can't be trusted, claiming that the Speaker lied to President Biden and lied to conservatives. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to gcnteam.com. That's gcnteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air weekend evenings, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, Saturday and Sunday evening, and 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. If you miss a program or want to review one, we've got a search box you can use with 11, going on 12 years of archived information at brightsideben.com. You'll also find the longevity products at brightsideben.com along with the Join the Team link. that you can use if you want to start a home-based business. Click on that link and you can start a home-based business selling longevity products and be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement field. If you're an entrepreneur, it's an ideal way to get into the nutritional supplement business. Or if you just want to get your longevity products at the wholesale price, you can do that as well. Hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com or on my blog, pharmacistben.com, or on our news stories and blog posts and video page at criticalhealthnews.com. That's criticalhealthnews.com, brightsideben.com, or pharmacistben.com. You can also call 866-735-2470 for more information. 866-735-2470. Also, don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues, acne, psoriasis, prevention of post-surgical or post-traumatic scarring. What I discovered is when you heal the skin, you beautify it, and that's exactly what Truth Skin Health products are all about. They're healing products that have been repurposed for beauty. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want, just 100% active and functional ingredients. Everything your skin needs and nothing it doesn't. Fat-soluble vitamin C, vitamin E, fullerenes, medium-chain triglycerides, hyaluronic acid, alpha-hydroxy acid, just the good stuff, folks. And it's all 100% active and functional, so you don't have to pay for water and wax and fillers and all the other stuff that makes up 90 to 99% of most skincare products. You can check out all our Truth Treatment formulations at TruthTreatments.com. That's TruthTreatments.com. TruthTreatments with an S. TruthTreatments.com, TruthTreatments.com. All right, I am really looking forward to speaking to our guests today. They have a very inspirational story. Nancy Plummer is a survivor of ovarian cancer, stage four ovarian cancer, as well as metastatic brain cancer. And her son was a caregiver for her, and they've together written a book called Becoming the Best You, The Lessons Cancer Taught Me. And I've always said that our tragedies can be turned into something good if we use them to inspire others. So kudos to Nancy and Robert about their book, Becoming the Best You, The Lessons Cancer Taught Me. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Nancy Plummer and her son, Ron Ruger. Hello, did I say that right, Nancy?
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah. Okay, great. Thank you so much, and thank you for your work. It's really cool. I've always said that if you're dealing with this kind of horrible thing, the best thing you can do is inspire others, and you're doing it. So tell us a little bit about your story or stories, if you would, Nancy and Robert.
Absolutely.
Sure. Well, I'll begin. Hi, Beth. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you as well.
My story began the fall of November of 2017, and I was feeling pain in my abdomen. I was having trouble digesting food. I had severe constipation, and I knew something was wrong with me. So I made an emergency appointment with my OBGYN of 25 years, and he was a superstar in the gynecologist world, so I really thought he was the one that I could come, and I trusted him to tell my worries to. So the day I made the appointment, I was all dressed for success. I just come from a prospective client meeting, and so my hair was done, and I had my nicest outfit on and my makeup on, and I sat down with him, and, you know, we started off with small talk, and, you know, we bring three of my children into the world. So, you know, it was a wonderful discussion. And I finally just started blurting out, there's something wrong with me. I know it. Mm. And I was so worried about him dismissing me, and which he did. And he looked at me and he said, oh, my goodness, look at you right now, Nancy. You're beautiful. And I just wanted to lose it. I couldn't believe I heard those words from my doctor of 25 years. And with much impatience on my part and begging him, I finally agreed to an ultrasound in a couple weeks. And I left, and I couldn't tell anyone about my visit. And so I waited, and when I went in for my ultrasound appointment, I left, and I impatiently waited for another 10 days, and no one called me from the office. And finally, I called them, and the nurse said, nope, ultrasound showed it was clean, and in their minds, I was healthy and fine. And I always say, you know, ovarian cancer is considered a silent killer, but maybe it's just that no one was listening, and no one is listening.
Mm. Now, how old were you in all this when this started, this whole journey?
I was 54.
And you were perfect. You were in good shape, and you didn't have health issues, and you were just living your life.
She was in incredible shape. My mom has been a, like,
fitness freak her entire life when I was taught an aerobics class at 7 in the morning. No, wait, sorry, when I was 7, at 5 in the morning. And she dragged me to it, like, every week. I hated it, but she, you know, she's the sort of person who was, like, sprinting, going bike riding, going on a hike. You know, as this, you know, for 7 months, she's going to tell you, she was just hiding these symptoms, and, like, bolus in her stomach called ascites that are like cancerous fluids that build up over time. She thought it was weight gain, and she decided to like exercise more to try and get rid of it. It's phenomenal shape, like, you know, one of the strongest women you'll ever meet. Now that she's healthy, we go rock climbing and play tennis.
Oh wow, that's like awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
So I imagine the ovarian cancer went away, and then you had the brain cancer again, or did they happen together?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So, in fact, my ovarian cancer, I went into remission. It was a very challenging cancer. And when I did go into remission, the statistics are that less than 50% of the women, they survived 5 years. So I was very concerned.
Wow.
And I was excited after it all. But, yes, a year after my remission, I was vacationing in Rome, and I had a grand mal seizure. Whisked away to the hospital, and was pronounced with metastatic brain cancer when I went back to Miami for surgery, for brain surgery.
How many years after how many years after the first diagnosis was the second?
Two? I think it was 2 years later.
Two
right?
years. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
So this was a pretty lousy couple of years for you there. And then, so what did you do? I mean, you don't have it anymore. What was your treatment? Was it chemo, or did you have other strategies, alternative strategies?
So that's where I want, I'll just jump in with the medical, but I'd like Robert to share with you, you know, our story isn't about how I survived. It's how, without the lessons my caregivers gave me, keep me up the unstoppable and unafraid, I couldn't have become the person I am now.
You wouldn't have had a chance. Right,
That's what I want to hear. I want to hear that, especially talking to people who are dealing with this right now, because there are people listening to this program who either know somebody or they themselves are dealing with exactly that. And what always intrigues me, and I was talking right before you came on, I was talking about a book I have called Spontaneous Remissions from Cancer. So there is something that people can do, and we're not being told what that is, but obviously you know what it is because you've done it. And I want you to talk to, when we come back from our break, if you could talk to people who are dealing with this, how you dealt with your challenge successfully. That would be really helpful for folks, I'm sure. We're talking to Robert Rugert and Nancy Plummer. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back on The Bright Side right after this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Nancy Plummer and her son Robert Rugert about their very interesting story. Her website, by the way, is becomingthebestyou.com. Becoming the Best You, and that's you with the letter U. And the book is also Becoming the Best You, which is a great title, by the way, Nancy and Robert. So you're talking to, let's talk to people who are dealing with this issue or have loved ones who are dealing with this issue. Cancer, obviously, is about as horrific a diagnosis as you can get, and you've dealt with it twice, metastatic brain cancer, no less, and stage 4 ovarian cancer. So I want to know how, what you did and how what you did can benefit somebody who's listening to this program. So address somebody who's listening to this program who's dealing with this issue tell them your story and how you conquered this.
Sure. So, you know, I want to pass it over to Robert, because my caregivers, what they really taught me to do was be a self-advocator. And if I hadn't learned that, it's one thing I know everyone's missing too, because it starts there, right? Can you address it, Robert?
Yeah, absolutely. I think self-advocacy was sort of the beginning of mom's cancer treatment, right? So she told me the story of her going to her OBGYN and basically being shut down by him because she looked attractive. She went to the hospital 7 months later, you know, still looking fine but feeling terrible inside. And this time, you know, the second time insisted on getting a second round of tests. You know, ovarian cancer often doesn't show up on an ultrasound. So she needed, you know, CT scans and stuff like that. And they gave her the ultrasound and nothing showed up. And she insisted, like, hey, I know my body better than you do, right? You're a doctor. You know the wide world of medicine. But I am me, and I know me better than anyone else in this world. So, you know, knowing yourself, knowing, you know, you might know how a certain medication, like, how you're responding to it. Like, you know, this medication makes me sleepy. Like, is there any way that we could move it to, instead of my taking it, you know, in the middle of the day, is there any way I can start at night, or is there some alternative to it? And self-advocacy isn't just, like, knowing yourself better. It's also discussing with your loved ones your condition and helping them understand it, because they also know you very well, right? And they might know what's best for you. One thing we did incredibly well for my mom's cancer was we built an army around her, right? That, you know, caregiving is such an incredibly difficult job. And I think something like over half of all full-time caregivers become clinically depressed, and even part-time caregivers, people putting in over 10 hours of caregiving a week, have, I think, a 20 to 25% depression rate. And there's this, like, you know, classic phrase from an airplane, right? Like, make sure you put on your own oxygen mask before assisting those around you. That I think a lot of people just sort of forget when someone they tremendously care about falls ill in one of these circumstances. So the thing we did best was, you know, splitting up the effort of caregiving from a 160 or 70 hour task to 10 people taking on, you know, like 6 or 7 hour a week tasks. And that did two things. First off, it gave us all so much time, you know, like it made it a much more manageable thing to add to our schedules, right? Like, you know, I do something for an hour or two a day, you know, on work days, where I, you know, what I did was I came in and played piano for her in her hospital room, and then I'd do that for 4 hours on the weekend or something like that, you know, and then like an hour every other day or 2 hours every other day when I could, you know. You take all these tasks and you break them down into manageable things. It not only makes it manageable for the people doing it, but also gives them a network that they can, you know, talk to and
it became a community.
Yeah, exactly.
It made like I have a community because of my cancer, and they all thrive from it. And they all leaned on each other as well. And I'd love anyone who's going through cancer or knows someone with cancer, whether you're, you know, a patient or a caregiver or a survivor, to lean on that. And my caregivers really taught me about, you know, that's what the whole thing is, you know, becoming the best you are, watching your life go down the drain. It's the lessons cancer taught me that really did save my life. And I believe it can save others.
Are there support groups made up of people who've survived cancer for other people who had the diagnosis?
There
absolutely
are.
Yeah. And they're getting better and better, which is nice.
And how do you find them? How do you find them?
So, actually,
cancer.org has a lot of them, right?
Cancer.org, and all they have to do is look online, and there are, you know, it all depends on where you live. But there is access to help, whether it is cancer.org, which is huge, but there are so many around, and most hospitals now have a great outreach program. But the thing to remember is that's a great way to start, but it's also important for everyone in your life to realize that they can make a difference. And one of the things I'd like to say is Robert touched on it, but I'd like him to share with you more is, you know, when people get struck with the news they have cancer, life just stops. And it's so horrendous. And I'm not alone when I say that I fell into a deep depression, because I've been waiting for 7 months for someone to help me. And just the whole sheer agonizing pain of it, of the surgery. But what Robert did and what other caregivers can do is so impressive and so exciting. So, Robert, share what you did with the music, and people need to hear this because everyone has talent.
Yeah. When my mom first was introduced to the hospital, this was her at her one of her lowest points, you know, mentally and then spiritually, I think, of her entire life. She's in this, you know, pristine white room, this sterile environment. This sort of thing you picture, you know, anytime you've watched a movie and someone's on their deathbed, like, that's exactly what this feels like. It's not welcoming. It doesn't feel like a healing place. Like, I understand why it has to be clean, you know, hospitals are, you know, Germs are bad for normal people, much less people in any sorts of situations who absolutely need to stay healthy. But, mom was stuck in a room for 7 days while her surgeon, got together a team so that they could operate on everything that she had to be operated on. She was under the knife for 10 hours, I think, with six or seven, eight surgeons. My God, it was eight surgeons. But for that week, she was stuck in this room. And, you know, what we decided to do as caregivers is, like, you know, we couldn't change where she was, obviously, and we couldn't, you know, unplug any of the machines that were keeping her alive and making all the beeps and whirs and clicks and stuff like that. But we could make the environment feel more healing. You know, we went home and grabbed some of her favorite possessions, some potted plants and flowers to, like, brighten up the mood, make the air a little bit, more lively. We brought her blankets and pillows from home, because they were more comfortable than the horrible wares that the hospital provides.
Wow.
This little stuffed tiger animal that she's had since she was five. Yeah, looks worse for the wear, but you can tell that it's been, ferociously loved.
Everyone needs a stuffed animal,
yeah.
No matter how old they are.
And you could see, like, the color coming back to her. You could see the brightness coming back to her eyes, but it still wasn't enough. Like, the sound was really the thing that was bothering me the most. And so I went with my dad to a local music shop. We bought a piano and constantly marched through the halls of the hospital. And plopped it in a room, and I just started playing. That I think was the big moment that you could see sort of.
And it wasn't just for me. It was for everyone on that floor.
That's awesome. And it doesn't sound like it has to be cancer either for these kinds of. It seems like they're not significant, but they are obviously very significant. And that's really cool that you guys understood that as a mother and a son. I really appreciate your story, and I appreciate you coming on, Nancy and Robert. The website is becomingthebestyou.com. There's a blog on the website, and there's also a book, Becoming the Best You. God bless you both, and congratulations on what you've done. It's really very, very impressive, Nancy, and continue on with the good work.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ben. And thank you.
Go ahead.
Beautiful talking. Beautiful
thank you talk. So much. Thanks. Have a beautiful evening. Good to talk to you. Take care. Nancy Plummer and Robert Ruger, I'm sorry. BecomingTheBestYou.com is the website. I love, love, love inspirational stories like that. And that is all the time we have for this evening, friends. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to you all next Saturday evening. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular week. We'll talk to you later. Bye for now.
Ed Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who understands how important the B complex of vitamins is for maintaining a healthy heart. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. And the B vitamins work on the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. When it comes to heart disease, we got 600,000 people in this country who die of heart disease every year. Some 64 million Americans have some form of heart disease. The B vitamins, a nickel's worth of B vitamins every day, is the most powerful nutritional way to protect yourself from heart disease.
To feed your heart the nutrients it needs for good health, order Longevity's Pollen Burst by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.